Are you there? Can you hear me?
I'm here, Jeff.
Okay. All right. Did you get everything taken care of? I guess you just got in the door, huh?
Literally, just got in the door. Busy day.
Okay. Yeah, I know. We have those things happening all the time now. So next hour, Mitchell Henderson. And this hour, we're going to do our three times a week, our Monday report on the bioweapon annihilation of planet Earth. And again, this thing is working exactly like it was supposed to. And yes, they are, in our humble opinion, constantly playing with the formula. They're doing different things. They're now allegedly putting graphene oxide back in, if it was ever in or if it was ever taken out. It's hard to follow all this. So I guess the first thing we should mention that people are talking about is Dr. Carrie Madej. We don't know her current condition. She was in a small plane crash yesterday afternoon, took off from a field in Georgia, engine trouble, always suspicious. I don't want to spin a big conspiracy, but the plane was able to land in a field. That's what they said it was. But it was the kind of a plane where the wheels actually retract. So how do you put them down that quickly and land in mud? I don't know. But there were two people, and the pilot and Madej. And the last we heard, and the only thing we know so far, is that she was in surgery yesterday. So for you Dr. Carrie Madej fans, that is the latest we know, and we haven't heard one word or seen one word written about the pilot. Nothing. So that's all we know. And if you know any more than that, you might try and email us, and we'll put it out for everyone to know. Okay. I don't know where to start. I guess we could start with monkeypox and just kind of go through that. Because last Friday, was it Friday? I think it was Friday. Yes, it was Friday. New York City began giving out monkeypox vaccines. Remember, there's that trick word, vaccines. First potential monkeypox case detected today in Minnesota. Monkeypox mutating faster than previously thought, say Portuguese Health Institute doctors. Monkeypox is only circulating in countries where the population have been given the Pfizer vaccine and is being used to advance the technocratic Great Reset. These are headlines. They've been up in news and going up in news. Is monkeypox a cover-up for vax-induced AIDS, which easily unleashes herpes, shingles, and autoimmune blistering disorders? What's the other blistering disease that you mentioned several times that is rather common and can be confused, potentially, with monkeypox? What'd you call it?
Well, there's the molluscum.
That's it, molluscum. Yeah.
And then apparently people are mistaking shingles for this, but
think that's possible.
Is rather distinctive.
Do some serious search and look for pictures. Can't do that. So that's just five headlines on the monkeypox story. Is it being used politically as a tool? Yes. Has it been released intentionally? Yes. Is it the same as the two types that exist in Africa? Don't know. You got the West African variety and the East African variety. But what's running around all over the place, and how does it just pop up in, 20-plus different countries already? So, yeah, do you smell a rat? Yeah, there's a lot of rats to be smelled, lots of them. So there's that. Anything else, monkeypox, you wanted to put on the table?
Well, it does appear as though they're going to run with this scenario, whether it's real or contrived or whatever. It's in the headlines. We actually have men, homosexual men, lining up for a vaccine for monkeypox, or I should say smallpox, but it's the JYNNEOS, the newly approved vaccine for smallpox, which also should theoretically cover monkeypox. But as of Friday, there were lines of people wanting this vaccine.
Have we seen that before?
Yeah,
is
about
it the
3 years
same
ago.
Old song and dance? Yeah, 2 years ago, exactly.
Well, 30. I'm thinking, I'm going way back. I'm going back 30? To the days before HIV.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yes, 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 yes.
So I don't know if they've targeted this particular population again with a vaccine program that is, you know, supposedly for their own good, but what's
well,
in the
Well, they
needle?
Want promiscuity. That's what they want. They want promiscuity. They want people interacting on a very rabid scale to spread whatever it is that they've released. And they did it with HIV, and they're doing it again.
Yeah, I mean, we really, at the end of the day,
things.
At the end of the day, we do not know what these people are being injected with. They don't know.
And
I mean, they're
told
it's smallpox, but what is it really?
Yeah, what is it really? What is it really? It's under EUA, and there are people looking now to try to find mRNA and evidence thereof in these vials, and they're not finding any. Some say they're finding graphene oxide. But for a while there allegedly was no graphene oxide. I don't know. I just think those in control are having a field day with this stuff. They're laughing.
Well, and I still find it interesting that when Ron Johnson was asked about can we get somebody to verify the contents of these vials, his response was that no, it's illegal to reverse engineer these things because they're proprietary.
Wow. Wow.
So we're left our own devices. If people, you know, have access to the proper lab equipment, that's part of the problem, is having something more than an optical microscope to look at or analyze what's in these things. And it does require some sophisticated instrumentation. And it isn't just one test. You've got to put several together and make conclusions based on the results of several tests.
Absolutely.
So that's been a challenge.
Take a look under guests. There's a lot of material there for you to look at and share and spread around. We'll be putting it in headlines as well. Much of it. Second load of headlines goes up about 4 or 5 hours from now. This is the first load just going up now. Okay, now we've been talking for a long time about a rather obvious diminution in vehicular traffic and people out and about. This has been confirmed now more and more. Not necessarily talking about big major cities, although we have had reports about people driving through, shall we say, Kansas City and saying that the freeways are open now. They're not clogged like they usually are. So that would suggest that there is a definite reduction in traffic on the freeways as well. Certainly on city streets, small towns, communities. Yeah, yeah. And the reason why, we've made quite clear. Go ahead. Tell them why people aren't out and about.
Well, they're sick and they're debilitated and crippled to the point where, you know, it's not logical for them to be behind a wheel.
I hope that they're making that decision, although I don't know that they are. Most people will not want to give up driving. But if they feel sick, that may be the impetus for many of them not going out. Not that they're making a correct moral and safety decision, but that they just don't feel worth a damn. And I know there's a lot of that out there. We know it from all the readings we've done. So here is a report from the EU on vehicular traffic said to be way down. Well, let me take the first one here. I think the second one's kind of short, but let's see how this goes. I'm curious. I haven't read this, so I'm going to read this cold. I recently went on vacation to Belgium. I had not been there since this COVID BS began. I have lived my whole life in Belgium and am 55 now. That gives me a decent perspective about Belgium. First thing I noticed was the traffic. When I drove through Austria, Germany, and finally Belgium, was that there was no traffic. I remember being in line always, on the road, day or night, bumper to bumper-like. For such a decrease in traffic, many millions of people must have died, or, I'll interject, are sick, injured, wounded, and getting worse. And that's probably half of it. There are also a lot less cars in every parking lot. There are almost no people in the shops either. And what is even more disturbing, this is Belgium, is this fact. I asked my mother where all the people went, and she didn't understand my question. In fact, she said, there were more people now. Huh? Believe me, after living there for almost 50 years, I can see something is very wrong in Belgium. And by the way, my mom had aged so badly after taking two shots. I'm going to repeat that. And by the way, my mother had aged so badly after taking two shots, something I begged her not to do. So I put her on CDS protocol 1000 plus. After 1 week, I did see a difference. She was back to my old mom again. She looked so much better and had more energy and was sleeping better. Also, her persistent headaches were gone after just a day. But back to the beginning. They have killed us off in such a way nobody felt or saw it. And it is ongoing. Back in Hungary, it took me another 3 days to understand they did the same to this country. So I asked all of you, has this happened in your country? And think in detail. They might have won, because when I was asking myself how they would kill billions of us, it was happening right under my nose, and I had no clue. None at all. And there's one response. Yes, it's happening in the U.S. as well. The globalist scum are desperately importing replacement bodies that are more easily controlled. And what, may I ask all of you, dear friends, are the replacement bodies? They are the invaders being allowed, encouraged, and shepherded across the former U.S.-Mexican border. Make no mistake, some are coming over the Canadian border as well. And from the border, they are being put on aircraft, and this is all being done with the utmost computer-enhanced graphics of America, the demographics, I should be more accurate and say. They know where these people will fit in, they know how they'll fit in, and they do it. And they fly them. People die. Ted Brewer sent me a map. Did I send you that map showing all the airfields that are basically not used, that are all over the place?
No, I haven't seen that.
There are thousands of them.
Huh.
And a lot of these planes are landing usually at old air bases and things that are decommissioned.
Yeah.
But there are actually landing strips all over the country, thousands of them, that are not being used. They're weed-infested, whatever. But they're concrete, some of them. They're there. I'll see if I can find that and send it to you. So, yes, it's happening in the USA. I will underscore that comment to that one article. How did it look to you today when you were out?
The traffic is only a fraction of what it once was. And I would say after 6 o'clock, the streets are deserted. Might as well be midnight.
And it's still light?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, around here, you notice it in the weekend traffic. I mean, there's beaches that attract people on nice days and weekends, and they are just not seeing the crowds this year.
Well, because there aren't any crowds left to be seen. I think that's going to be a real factor. Can you imagine what it's going to be like next summer?
I know.
These poor, severely injured people are not going to get better.
So I think the estimates from what we could tell, I was musing about how many have likely died in this country, and I think VAERS will admit to maybe 1 million.
I think so. They're 800,000 something.
So that's, as we know, way underreported. possibly by a factor of 99, but let's just say it's a million, and then how many, for every one that's dead, how many are crippled or injured to the point where they're, you know, incapacitated? And I was guessing five, and now Steve Kirsch has done sort of an informal survey in that regard, and it turns out I was right. For every one that's dead, there's five more that are severely crippled, injured.
Well, there's your Deagle.com ratio just about right there, isn't it?
Well, that means we've only just begun.
Correct.
And if we're noticing it, you know, just casually in everyday life, a year from now, if we're still alive, what's it going to be? It'll be shocking.
Did you, all of you here in that last little reader we did, or I partially did, I guess I read the whole thing, whatever, that this guy's mother looked older, far older, after she had gotten a couple shots? How many times do you see that in your social media monitoring? How common is that? The idea that people look older, they've aged suddenly, quickly.
Yeah, there was a recent discussion on that, and it was on the topic of vaccine remorse, and many, many people had chimed in. Somebody started the discussion, and a lot of these people, it's a year out, and their injuries are not resolving. And one of the side comments was that several people mentioned that they look 10 years older, that this whole ordeal, whether it's from the injection or the consequences of the injection, the injuries and disability they've had to deal with, they've aged. They physically aged.
And they don't just look it. There's something physiologically breaking down, wearing out. I don't know what it is, but I know that not a week goes by, then it doesn't seem that you come... We come across something, another angle, another really unfortunate angle by which these biological weapon injections can kill people, disable them. And now we know that graphene oxide, if it is in the vial, can go into the body and cause the cascading misfolding of proteins.
Yep.
This is,
yes,
it's
can.
Not just the spike. So if you get graphene, your proteins can misfold. If you get the spike, you're toast. Anyhow. Okay. Severe personality changes and blatant aging among the vaxxed. Do you have those?
Yes. Let me get it in front of me.
There's three of them. There's three, four, and five. Four and five are very short, so if you can find that, just we'll go ahead and go through that one. Because this is interesting. And any of you out there, look at your family members and tell me how they look. You can share. No names needed. Is your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister all of a sudden looking 10 years older? Is it stress? Is there something else in these vaccines which cause senescence? I don't know. All right, you ready?
Yeah, I've got the first one here. I frankly think that, I mean, we know the spike protein is neurotoxic, so it's an irritant to the nervous system. So that could be making people edgy. On top of everything else, the whole psychological operation that this is.
Sure.
All right, so this one person says, I get totally hostile around my vaxxed 14-year-old stepdaughter. I've been feeling so guilty because even though she is cold towards me in general, I don't feel that she deserves my hostility towards her. It's not direct, but through her dad, I am making sure he is held accountable for every single transgression, and I feel like an ass. I've always been such a kind and patient person, but now I cannot stand being around someone who obviously doesn't like me simply for the fact that I expect to be treated with basic respect and am very outspoken about the dangers of the vaccine. I tried to warn her, and so did her dad, but I have been scapegoated by her and her mom as having brainwashed her dad. They want me emotionally destroyed, it seems as though we're all possessed. What the hell?
Possessed. Wow, that raises another interesting angle. Okay, the next comment to that. Go ahead.
So my partner and I have noticed some behavioral changes in each other just from working with the vaxxed, hostility being prominent.
Now that's interesting. Working with the vaxxed. There's no mention about what that actually means. But hostility being prominent. Is that buyer's remorse? Could be.
Well,
you know, these people, they don't know how to handle it. They are beginning to realize, a lot of them, that they actually have memorialized the date they got their first shot. They talk about it in their posts. I'll never forget the day, May, 2021, whatever.
Yeah, we have a whole slew of those. Yeah. But this, I took this comment to mean that these people are picking up some sort of frequency from the vax that's making them hostile, on edge. So is there physically something, you know, some biochemical reaction that these people are responding to, either the spike or the graphene? And
I see. Working with the vaxxed. Yeah, let me read that again.
Working around them.
So, yeah. So my partner and I have noticed some behavioral changes in each other just from working with the vaxxed, hostility being prominent. This is a very important little statement and very suggestive that
mm-hmm.
there's something else going on that is neurologically messing with the brain centers that control direct emotional projection. It's weird. Okay, and the last one?
Okay, possession, yes, whether from vax or shedding. The vax get hit with prion disease, which causes impulse control issues and inevitably lack of remorse. We watched our vaxxed housemates go through this. Total personality changes. They became lewd, one of them hitting on all my friends in the manner of a 15-year-old. Aggressive, another demanded we give her all our black lighters and was raging about wanting to kill people. And one came into our room unannounced, and my partner woke up to her looking through our stuff. And she was shocked when he kicked her out and never spoke to her again. But the most chilling thing ever was she was a natural healer, and she was unvaxxed. Slept with our vaxxed housemate, and one morning we were walking by her, and she states in this weird monotone voice, "They told me I have no choice but to get the vaccine." They? No choice? She already had epilepsy, and she got Moderna, and went from having seizures only occasionally at night to many throughout the day and night. And that was just from sleeping with a vaxxed person. So, yep, possession. Accurate. They were all once the sweetest people.
Wow, I didn't get that one. That's news. What do you make of it? Is there something else in here we haven't yet unearthed or been able to try to put together, connecting dots? What is causing this? Are the spike proteins going into the hippocampus, the part of the brain that I think is largely involved with emotional things?
Yeah, I think it's a poisoning. It's a genetic poisoning, and maybe on some psycho-spiritual level, the body senses that. But the spike protein also dysregulates iron metabolism, and one of the features of being iron toxic is anger. I mean, it's a poisoning.
It's a deadly poisoning. These people who are working with the vaxxed, I assume that they're unvaxxed, and yet they're apparently hostile toward one another.
Well, I mean, there's tension these days anyway, just in general. People are on edge, they're tense, and that can permeate through a crowd. So we're sensitive to those subtleties. But now there's this stuff is toxic. It was designed by Satan. And I think on a fundamental level, the body recognizes that.
All right. If you can go to, let me pull up guests here, top left, and under Jeff and Erica, take a look and see what else we have here. It's a bunch of material. It's a little confused this time, but we have most of it in there. Okay. Severe personality and blatant changes in the
body. I have, I didn't have a chance to send this to you, but I do have one of the remorse stories.
Oh, very important.
Remorse.
Yeah. Now, this is something that's, I believe, if I'm right, is now a little more prominent and is probably going to be a lot more prominent. So go ahead and read that one. Is this the one where the person was, they were identifying the actual date of their injections?
Well, yeah, this is the comment that started the thread of people mentioning that they can remember to the day their life changed.
Please, go ahead. All right, now a lot of you out there listening are vaxxed. We know we have friends on both sides of the tracks, and we care about all of you. So never forget that. This is not inherently anything trying to make the vax feel lousy or put them down or anything like that. Compassion is what we hope to promote. All right, go ahead.
Do people here have trouble dealing with the regret side of things? I realize this is none of your faults, and how could we have known? But I am finding it very hard to get over being angry at myself for that day, the 12th of May, 2021, when I had one dose of Pfizer. I remember the entire day as though it was yesterday. I was happy. Little did I know what was ahead. I hear my tinnitus over everything, 24/7, nonstop. I think if we eventually find out what happened to us, then I could rest a bit easier, as then at least I know doctors may find a way to fix it someday. But when it is up in the air, who knows what to concentrate on to cure it? I know there are many possibilities, but still we don't know 100% for sure what happened. I also find it confusing how some people got tinnitus within minutes of the jab, which surely rules out an immune reaction, inflammation. In others, like me, it took a couple of days, some even longer. Also, why did some get hearing loss and others not, but both still got tinnitus? Why is my tinnitus reactive, but many others are not? Why did mine start in my left ear, then 2 weeks later move to the right ear, too? Why? Why do some people get ringing and others hissing? What causes those differences? I really want answers, but no one seems to know. Has there been any further advance on finding out what could have caused this in us all? I am worried. No, my screen just went blank. Come back. Okay. I am worried more when I hear about the spike protein being the possible reason. If so, that will be so depressing. For some reason, I could cope with my immune system being at fault more than something created from the instructions of the vaccine. Sorry to be depressing. Since summer, things have gotten worse. Like I remember last summer, the noise from my air conditioner probably doesn't help. So I am back to moaning all the time about the damn noise. Hope everyone is coping as best as possible. I really feel for you. Together we're better. One day, one of us will find a treatment that helps us all.
This is from the tinnitus group. My guess is that the spike protein is neurotropic, and it heads right for that auditory nerve and sets up. It wouldn't take how much? I don't know. To get the signals mixed up, so they began to produce bizarre sounds. This is a little group of sounds. It's a different group than the one I played before, but I thought it might be fun, in a very dark sense, to listen to what these people have to hear. So let's see if this works. Hold on. And I did get emails last time. We both did, I think, that people said, that's exactly what I'm hearing. And these are people who are vaxxed. Let's see. Okay, play. 4,000 hertz. Twenty-four hours a day. 7,500 hertz. How could you live like that and function normally? Can you hear that?
Barely.
Let me turn it up. It hurts my ears. That's maximum.
God, yeah, I know.
All right, here's the famous tea kettle. Let's see what this sounds like. No chance. You can't live like that.
No.
24 hours a day? No sleep? No wonder some of these people look old. The tea kettle.
Yeah, we've got somebody here.
Listen to this. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody what?
I was going to say, one of the responses here mentions her appearance after going through this ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
She says, my one and only Pfizer was May 8th, 2021.
One
what a mistake.
One jab.
When I look back at photos of myself pre-vaccine and see my reflection now, I too look easily 10 plus years older. I feel like it has ruined my life completely. But as soon as I dare talk about it outside this forum, I see people's eyes glaze over. They say unhelpful things like, oh, I was fine with mine. And I'm like, well, I clearly wasn't. Awful. For 3 days after the vaccine, I felt fine, and then boom, my world totally changed. I hope each and every one of us gets the care, help, and resolutions we need and deserve one day.
You know what's going to happen, and we've talked about this before, I'm just guessing, but I would suggest that there are going to be a lot of people who are going to check out. You can't live like that, with that in your head, nonstop.
Oh, there have been people that were suicidal throughout this past year in this group.
Yes. Here's another one. Buzzing. Here's another one. It's called static. And this one is called electric. And this one is called roaring. I fear to push it. That's in your head, ladies and gentlemen, 24/7 if you are one of the unfortunate ones who are suffering from tinnitus. Here's the last one, example from this group. And for those of you with tinnitus, I'm sorry to play those, but I do want everyone to get an idea of what you're dealing with, and I think these are pretty accurate portrayals of that. All right, this is just intolerable, impossible. And if I'm correct, if we're correct, and part of this issue is spike proteins going into the auditory nerve, which they like to do. They're neurotropic. They love nerves. And setting up this electronic interference in a normal channeling of auditory impulses to the brain, I can't even imagine any way to get rid of this. I can't. All right, anything you want to add to that? Then we're going to play this doctor.
No, that's it. I mean, there's probably 40 comments of people chiming in with similar stories, sagas.
Okay. This is a doctor I believe he's Muslim. His name is Dr. Alim. I believe he lives here. And you've been listening to us, most of you, for quite a long time, and you know our position on shedding and transmission. And I want you to listen to what this man has to say, and he's right on the money. It was quite encouraging to hear. One of the few doctors who's telling it straight. And you look at these media docs that everyone watches, everyone listens to, and unless and until they begin to say what this doctor is saying, I will not give them the credit that they would like to have.
As-salamu
alaykum. Wa alaykum salam.
I also put the question in the chat, but I was wondering if can you share, if anything, what effects the vaccine shedding may have on those of us who are in close proximity to the vaccinated, although we are non-vaccinated?
It'll make you sick. The coronavirus, so-called COVID-19 virus, for the most part, is pretty harmless. I mean, we can get into a lot of details about it, but what we found out over the last year or so is that there's a 99% recovery rate from the viral infection. Now, the people who have severe illness from the viral infection, what causes those symptoms is the S protein, the spike protein that's on the outside of the virus. And it's that spike protein that adheres to the ACE2 receptors. So what I'm saying is that even the people who got sick from the COVID-19 virus itself, the part of the virus that made them sick was the S protein. So now, the people who got vaccinated, every cell in their body is now manufacturing the S protein. See, in the beginning, I had it wrong. I thought it was necessary for them to manufacture the whole virus in their body. I didn't understand that all of the pathophysiology was caused by the spike protein.
And remember, 30 trillion spike proteins are manufactured during the course of the mRNA injection aftermath, and it could be endless. 30 trillion spike proteins, or S proteins, in your body.
So all of the vaccinated people are manufacturing billions, trillions of copies of this S protein. And it is in their breath when they breathe out, so other people can inhale it. It comes through the skin, so if you touch them, then you can be infected, not with the virus, but with the protein. Certainly body fluids contain the spike protein. I was looking at a report yesterday. I believe the number was 905 babies who were being breastfed by vaccinated mothers have died. And the cause of death is overwhelming inflammation, because that's what the S protein does. It causes inflammation throughout the body. It adheres to the ACE2 receptors. The ACE2 receptors are found on the inside lining of blood vessels, arteries and veins, and certainly inside the lining of the heart. There is no part of the body that does not have blood vessels. So there is no part of the body that does not have ACE2 receptors. So wherever there are ACE2 receptors that interact with an S protein, there you will have severe inflammation. That inflammation can do many things. So 86% of young people who are vaccinated, they begin to have inflammation in the brain. And of course, they experience what's called migraine headaches and other symptoms related to brain function, and also behavior changes. If the inflammation is in the heart, that's called myocarditis. And many young people are suffering from myocarditis, what they don't know, because they haven't been told yet, the end point for myocarditis is a heart transplant. Their heart muscle is being destroyed. So wherever the inflammation is in the liver, how about the spleen, which manufactures blood? And so one of the long-term, not so long really, but one of the not immediate effects of the vaccination process is the destruction of the ability to make blood. And then the blood that is in the body is affected by the fact that the spike protein itself is magnetic. Not only is it an infectious protein, and you can look this up, infectious proteins are called prions, P-R-I-O-N. So the S protein is a prion, an infectious proton, in protein. But not only is it infectious, it's magnetic. And so people who have been vaccinated, they become magnetic. So it's like the X-Men. There was a character called Magneto, and he could attract things through magnetism. And of course, we've already talked about Yakub playing with steel and putting magnetic in one piece of steel and not in another piece of steel. And so that's what's taking place with the vaccine and more. In Europe, for example, there have been listed officially over 10,000 deaths directly attributed to the vaccine, and hundreds of thousands of injuries in Europe, and similar figures here in the United States. So now your question was, what happens to the unvaccinated person who is in the vicinity, in the same room, in the same environment, in the same workplace, in the same classroom as someone who has been vaccinated? Well, everything that I said happens to the vaccinated person will begin to happen to the unvaccinated person, because in fact they aren't unvaccinated. They inhaled the S protein. I mean, if you want to call that a vaccine, but you inhaled the S protein, or you absorbed it through your skin, or you had contact with body fluids from the vaccinated person. So that means that the S protein, which is infectious, that causes all of the pathophysiology throughout the body, is going to affect you in exactly the same way as the person who actually rolled up their sleeve and got the shot. Now, one other point, I'm talking about the spike protein, but according to Dr. Mikovits, she says not only is the spike protein airborne, see, that's why you have the sniffer dogs now, because they're sniffing what's in the air. But she says that there's a microRNA fragment that is also airborne. So now that would make it even worse. It would be bad enough just to inhale the spike protein, but if you're also inhaling the mRNA, well, that's the alien programming. So I tried to give you a complete answer to your question.
And he did. Well enough. Clear
as a
bell.
Yeah, he said it very well. Very, very, very good explanation.
Understand that when you're in a room with other people who have been vaxxed, you may well end up being vaxxed too. And they knew this damn well when they plotted this whole thing out. So that's why we urge you to wear masks. They're not perfect, but they're better than nothing. That's why we urge you to keep distance. Don't get right up on somebody. Keep that 6-foot space. Yeah, I know the whole room can be full of spike proteins and it doesn't matter much, but you have to bend every advantage your way. You have to. The government's not going to tell you what this gentleman just did. And he made this statement last September. We've been saying this from way before that.
Yeah, it's the shedding is real. I mean, let's not forget, it's been a while since we've looked at any live blood analysis. But remember all those images of unvaxxed people who were spending time in the presence of vaxxed people. Their blood looked just as bad as the vaxxed. It was horrific.
All right, I hope all of you understood what Erica just said. The blood of the unvaxxed, after having spent time around the vaxxed, looked just about as bad. That means darker color. We know about the clotting issues. Can the body, if you're not formally vaxxed, overcome being exposed to the spike protein and the mRNA? We think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's, you
we
know, people,
know,
there, there
we,
are,
we think so.
People are experimenting with a number of remedies. Some appear to be better than others. I won't mention them here, but because they're controversial. But yeah, you know, it's almost like you have to take these precautions, or you will get sick from these people. They are transmitting not just spike, but as you heard him say, microRNAs, which is not the same as messenger RNA. But microRNAs can alter your genetic expression. They can suppress your immune system, and which leads to things like shingles and cancer.
Unbridled cancer. Cancer
mm-hmm.
running amok. Cancers of any kind you can imagine. Your immune system has been taken off the road. It's in the weeds. And it's eventually going to become virtually worthless. And eventually it can be a very short time, depending on where you were to begin with. So, are we trying to scare you? No. Hopefully you'll do that on your own. You need to be scared. You need to understand that this is your life you're talking about. And for you vax listeners out there, have a care for the other people. Don't get too close to them either. You don't want to be near them because your immune system has been compromised and theirs hasn't. And they can give you all kinds of things that they're carrying around and successfully dealing with. Because they're shedding also. So it works both ways. We have to care about each other in the same way, but in an inverse 180-degree format. You follow?
Yeah, I guess that meningitis outbreak in Florida is really picking up speed.
Among the fags?
Yes, yes. I mean, we first reported that, what, a month ago or
fags,
something?
The fags refer to themselves as fags.
Yeah, so, I mean, and then I heard a report of scabies, which is a, you know, a skin parasite.
Really?
Yep.
I hadn't heard that one.
I think it was in Spain. There's an outbreak of scabies.
Yeah, well, that's like kids in classrooms, and it's very hard to get rid of them. You got to almost shave the head sometimes.
Yeah,
not good.
Yeah.
These are general signs of an immune system that is just is failing. And they wanted homosexual gay men to take this monkeypox and run with it, and they did. No problem.
They lined up for vaccines. I mean, I guess they have a short memory.
It's the same thing. It's a template all over again. They're playing it again. Play it again, Sam. And it's not changing.
Yep.
Crazy stuff. All right. We will, again, and Dr. Alim's video is up. I only played 7 minutes of it. It's last 12 minutes, but the first 7 minutes are really it. So 7:11 is where I stopped. And it's up there. It's on the right side in the archive, and you can find it. I think it's the first or second story. So do share that. And remember, this is last September. So he was early like we were. He knew. And Dr. Chetty knew.
Indeed.
Not getting better. Not getting better. All right, my friend. Thank you. Talk soon, Erica. You
okay.
Be well.
Okay. You too, Jeff. My pleasure.
Okay.
Good evening.
Night. All right, everyone. We will be back with Mitchell Henderson coming up next. So stay right there.